Karen Morn, a legal journalist with News 24. Do you think that that butting of heads is the main reason, the sole reason, just one of many contributing factors? Karen, good afternoon.
I think that it would be a mistake to make this about personality dynamics. I think that is definitively part of the problem, that they have had a fraught relationship. But I think that there is a level of decay and, resource constraint within the NPA that makes it very, very difficult for any personality who's going there and trying to achieve effective prosecution to actually do their job. And I think that when Shanita Batoy has that press conference on Monday, there are going to be a number of questions about exactly why those, resource issues, particularly with skills amongst prosecutors, are wreaking the kind of havoc that they are on that organization.
Because, I mean, it must be frustrating for those who want to do good, and I think it's clear that Advocate Cronier wanted to do good. It must be very frustrating not be able to do as much good as quickly as you would have liked to.
When she was before Parliament, I think in July this year, I mean, she pointed out that South Africa hasn't had a high-profile corruption prosecution for something like a decade. And certainly in terms of my memory, the last time I saw really effective corruption prosecution was under Gerrie Nel with Jackie Salibi's case. I mean, of course, Billy Downer has been trying for years now to prosecute Jacob Zuma. And certainly if that case ever gets off the ground, I think it will be an excellent prosecution. Certainly there's evidence of that. But, we are dealing with an overwhelming weight of evidence of massive pillaging of parastatals, the spinal situation as well, and simply none of these matters, making it to the courtroom, number one, and number two, and most importantly, resulting in conviction and prison terms.
And when cases are brought, they are often almost comically ineptly brought, which is again an indication of the problems. And we had a case, what was it, last week? My mind's gone blank now, where the state wanted to postpone and they hadn't got their ducks in a row in a matter that has been around for some time, so that seems to be par for the course as well. When at last they do decide to go to the courts, they go to the courts seemingly ill-prepared.
I mean, and this was before Hermione Cornier's time in office, but when you watched what happened with the ill-fated attempt to prosecute the Guptas in relation to the so-called Estina Dairy Farm case, which, of course, Cornier was trying to revive, with the Interpol red notices, et cetera, against the Guptas. I mean, it literally lurched from one disaster to another, based largely on the fact that the AFU, the prosecution in that, did not understand how bank accounts worked. And one can argue, and I mean, I've spoken to Hermione Cornier, I've interviewed her, she speaks about that level of incompetence and oftentimes, says you don't know whether to believe that this is deliberate or if it is just simply an absolute consequence of the hollowing out of the NPA and, getting rid of people like, for example, Glynis Breidenbach, who in her time was one of the most superb commercial crimes prosecutors, but was ultimately forced out because she had A, integrity, and B, competence.
Has there been a significant attempt to try and get back some of the talent that left the NPA and went into the private sector? It's not going to be an easy task because the private sector tends to pay much better, and the work tends to be less stressful and less likely to be politically interfered with. But, I suspect that there are people who've left SARS, who've left Treasury, who've left the NPA, that would give serious thought to going back because they are people who are primarily motivated by making a difference rather than by making money.
Oh, John, this is like why I love talking to you, because you always ask pertinent questions. There are people who want those positions, but they need to be bureaucratically enabled to take them. And one of Cornier's biggest struggles, and I've written about this, it has been in the public domain to some degree, has been about getting experienced, competent people into the organization. You know, I spoke to the NPA. They have very much sought to undermine the suggestion that there is a massive skills resource issue within their structures. But, you know, saying that, for example, that the Zondo Commission people are going to shift over to the state and to begin working there. But, you know, I know for a fact that there have been numerous attempts by Cornier to get experienced, good people to that organization. But the kind of, you know, bureaucratic red tape that you have to get through in order to make that happening and make that happen is stifling. And then add on to that, John, the fact that many of the prosecutors who have been most seriously implicated in so-called state capture, corruption, nefariousness, are still in office. You know, there are inquiry processes that, you know, one would hope would occur. Nothing is really going on with that. And the only person who's actually left of her own volition was, of course, Advocate Norcor. The rest of the most seriously implicated of those people are still there.
Which is, you know, of course, a problem. And I know you said at the beginning, Karen, that you did not want to make this about personalities. But personalities matter. And there was widespread acclaim when Shamila Batoi was put into the position of NPA head. I don't think there can be any doubt at all about her integrity and her desire to make South Africa a more honest and ethical place.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe somebody with, I don't know, maybe a different approach, a more forceful approach rather than quiet diplomacy behind the scenes. Except I don't know what's going on behind the scenes. That's why I'm asking you, because you'll have a better idea than I. Is part of the problem the fact that the NPA is headed by somebody who is maybe not tackling these issues with sufficient brio?
You know, in the end of the day, John, it's about, do you believe that there is the political will to bring around the kind of dynamic and far-reaching changes that are really going to result in substantive and strong prosecution and an organization that has competence and integrity? And unfortunately, you know, we haven't had a single NDPP finish their term in our entire democratic history. Pretty much all of them, you know, have either left prematurely or been forced out of office. And that has also left a scar. And, you know, there might be a viewpoint that says Shamila Batoi is trying her best to remain in her position, you know, despite the assurances of Cyril Ramaphosa that we are in a so-called new dawn. We don't really see a lot of evidence of that. And that potentially is stifling her ability to make the hard calls, to demand, for example, fitness inquiries into some of the high-level people within her organization. It may also be a consequence of, you know, that if she makes those moves, she's very likely to end up in court and strung out in long legal challenges. But in the end of the day, we can't bring about change if we are afraid to act when action is demanded. And essentially, I think it is very clear that action is demanded, or people, you know, unfortunately, are going to keep seeing individuals like Hermie and Cornier, who is passionate, who is very much cares about South Africa and changing it, leaving office, and the people that really should be forced out remaining.
Thank you very, very much. Legal journalist with News 24, Karen Morn.